certain things happened in about 1924, in which the Park Department, I guess it was, declared that Washington Park would be the site of an arboretum. But the book indicates that not much really was done to implement that. And then, of course, the crash of the market came. But I'm guessing somewhere around 32 or 33, or possibly 34, they formed a committee, because Henry Smith in his book makes reference to it. Kind of the coincidence of Dad becoming involved, I think, was because my folks had just had built in Broadmoor a home and moved in. I think we moved in 1932. And Dad became interested in planning and laying out a garden, and he engaged a man named Fabie. But Dad became fascinated, particularly with flowering shrubs, and that took the form of starting a few years later. He apparently got the first private license to import rhododendron from England. I don't know why that was necessary or why he was the first private person to do it, but I've seen that recorded someplace. And that was the beginning, I mean, that with the house, and it covered three lots in Broadmoor, but over the ensuing years into the mid and late 30s, they acquired four more lots. So they end up with a seven-lot garden, and I'm not positive of the acreage, but because the Broadmoor lots are pretty small, they're about 60 by 120, but it became quite a garden. And at the time of Dad's death in 1972, my understanding was he had 500 different varieties of rhododendron in the garden. And that seems almost impossible, but it was quite a garden, and it was the Garden Club of America cited one of their annual, or their whatever you call it, conventions or whatever, because of both the Arboretum and Dad's garden, and Dad's garden was on the tour with the Arboretum, I believe, at that time. I can't remember what year that was.